Special Committee on Budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. Monday, June 27th, 2005. What can I say about that? We're here today for work session on four bills. The first thing we're going to do is open a work session on House Bill 2058 relating to health-related licensing boards. Deborah.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. House Bill 2058. We heard a lot about this bill during the public hearing portion when the agencies affected by this bill presented their budget. Basically, what the bill does is it establishes separate accounts in the state treasury for the nine boards affected, the nine what we call health-related licensing boards, and those are the Board of Examiners for Licensed Dietitians, State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Board of Examiners for Nursing Home Administrators, Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, State Board of Pharmacy, Board of Radiologic Technology, State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, and the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. What the bill does, it allows them to establish a separate account in the state treasury, which will allow them to benefit from the interest earned on those cash balances. It allows them to obtain financial services from the Department of Administrative Services as opposed to the Department of Human Services. And it also repeals the sunset on the regulation of the Board of Athletic Trainers. The fiscal impact for these this bill is incorporated in the budgets, and as we move through this, you'll see the policy packages associated with it. It does increase their costs, except eight of the nine, it increases their costs. I believe for cemetery, it actually reduces their costs. And for roughly half of the boards, the interest earnings actually covers the cost on the majority of the increased cost of the package.
Questions or comments for LFO on their analysis on House Bill 2058A? Representative March.
I recall during the hearings that we had on this that they're collecting a fairly handsome little amount of interest when all combined, and that's interesting. And I kind of expressed the interest at that time, and it's something to look at in the future is the relationship of all these boards and the state and the amount of support service, for example, the legislature gives to these boards, and whether or not that at some point that interest really is general fund or whether it belongs to them. And I know in this bill it stays with them, but it's something to look at in the future.
I appreciate your comments. Any further questions or comments on the bill? No? I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2058A to the full Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. And the motion, is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. Representative March.
All right.
We have to carry this one. Close the work session on House Bill 2058. Open a work session on House Bill 2065.
Madam Chair, members, the House Bill 2065 revises provisions relating to the regulation of speech-language pathologists and audiologists, including educational and eligibility requirements. The reason it's been referred to budget is the bill also removes the board's fees from statute, making it consistent with the rest of the boards. This allows them to set fees or increase, decrease fees administratively. As with all the other boards, they would then bring those back to you each biennium for ratification. The speech, language, pathology, and audiology board's budget depends on the fee increases. The board, I suppose I should have mentioned, the board does plan to increase fees administratively next biennium. I have two different revenue amounts. The revenue amount reflected in the fiscal that you have a copy of is $89,000. When the budget was put together, the revenue projections looked like $69,000.
Questions or comments from the committee members on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 2065? I would take a motion to move House Bill 2065 to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. We close the work session on House Bill 2065.
Do you want me to carry that too?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for offering. Open the work session on House Bill 5171.
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 5171 is the fee bill for the health-related licensing boards. It provides the enabling legislation necessary to approve the fee increases that were adopted through administrative rule by the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, and the Board of Pharmacy. The recommendation memo outlines the fee increases. I'll just step through those quickly. And again, the budgets do assume these fee increases continue in the next biennium. The Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. I'll try to slow down so that I can actually enunciate these. They increased fees effective July 1. It's the first time since April 1995 that fees were increased. They discussed these fee increases last session. However, due to turnover at the executive director position and other reasons, the increase wasn't implemented until July 2004. Further, not necessarily complicating it, but due to the biennial nature of their renewal cycle, the majority of this, the revenue increase won't be realized until 2006. Part of the reason for, or maybe the majority of the reason for increasing the fees is the board would like to move away from relying on board members to investigate complaints, and this will allow them to hire a contract investigator, which again is consistent with the rest of how the boards operate. The State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. We talked about these during the public hearing process. The board had identified last session that they had a revenue shortfall issue, and they had proposed to increase the death certificate filing fee to solve that problem. The legislature did not approve the increase. As a result, they lost an investigator position, but they were directed to reevaluate, go back and look at their fees, and then come back with a proposal for increased license fees in order to get the position restored. They did that. They appeared at the April 2004 emergency board. They presented the plan that I've listed in the memo. The plan was approved. Their investigative position was restored. State Board of Pharmacy. This would be the only board where this fee increase is not, tied directly to their budget. As you can see, the fee increase, it will generate, $1,200 of revenue. They created two new fees related to remote dispensing machines. A remote dispensing machine is part of an automated pharmacy system that contains prepackaged drugs for dispensing. There's a license fee at $100 per year and a controlled substance registration fee. That, Madam Chair and members, is a quick summary of the fees.
Questions or comments on LFO's analysis of House Bill 5171? I will take a motion to move House Bill 5171 to the full budget committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Representative Shelton.
I won't be objecting today, Madam Chair, but in all likelihood I will be in full and no on the floor.
Further comments? Is there any other objections? Then, with Representative Schaffer's objection noted, the motion carries.
I didn't object today.
Oh, I thought you were.
It's reserving the right to inform and vote no.
Then, without objection, so the possible objection further down the road, the motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative March would be honored to carry this one. All right. We'll close the work session on House Bill 5171 and open the work session on House Bill 5170.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House Bill 5170 is the budget bill for the health-related licensing boards. These are nine separate agencies. They're the same agencies I listed when we talked about House Bill 2058, so I will spare you listing them again. Last week, I think Thursday, I distributed copies of the recommendation material. I do have an extra set if you don't have those with you. Just in terms of maybe process overview, the recommendation, and I'll be following the memo, by the way, even though there's other documentation there. Each there'll be two parts to the recommendation, the budget piece and then the performance measure piece. And due to the size of the agencies, that the budget piece will first focus on the legislative fiscal office adjustments, and these are primarily technical adjustments. These are reducing the budgets for the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, and then most of them have some line item shifts just to true up the line items to reflect current spending patterns. There are two exceptions, those packages reduce the budgets. And then, of course, there are the policy packages that were included in the governor's recommended budget, which then we'll walk through. Instead of doing each package at a time, which is probably what you're more used to with big agencies, I will do the whole thing and then move the whole recommendation in block, unless you'd like to do it differently.
Nope, that works for me.
Alrighty. So then, getting started, our first board is the Board of Examiners for Licensed Dietitians. This is the first exception to the LFO adjustments, reduce the budget. The LFO package 801 increases the budget by $798. It's a net of the PERS rate reduction and some line item shifts. The $1,000 that it, the net of the PERS reduction and a $1,000 increase is to adjust for a, you'll see when we get to policy packages, the governor reduces budget by $5,000 to reflect current underspending. I had the benefit of a few more months of actuals, and I worked with Mr. Gores, and we decided to put $1,000 back in. Moving to the two policy packages, I guess I pretty much summarized 090, which is the first policy package that reduced the budget by $5,000. The second package is what's titled the Shared Client Services Package, and you're going to see this package in every single budget, and basically it's a limitation to implement House Bill 2058, which you just passed out. For this particular agency, their increased costs are $8,768. The interest earnings are estimated to be a little over $1,300. Our recommendation is that both packages be approved. There is a budget note for this agency, and you'll see this budget note in 7 of the 9 agencies. The only two agencies you won't see this budget note in is the Board of Pharmacy and the Mortuary and Cemetery Board. What this note recognizes is that the executive directors have acknowledged that having some combined or consolidated administrative structure would be beneficial to them. And they have agreed to work on that during the interim and come back with a plan for the next session that would look like a consolidated budget request, even though each board would be separate revenue, separate expenditures. This is not a super board proposal. This is simply a way to help the executive directors get through the process of administering an agency more effectively. Currently, they're co-located. They rely on informal agreements to do these things, and this will help them formalize those agreements and take them a step further. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $69,920, one position, 0.3 FTE, for the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendations? I would accept a motion to recommend approval of LFO's recommended budget for the agency as delineated in the June 23, 2005 memo. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carried.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Moving on to performance measures. The measures number 1 through 3 were submitted by the agency. Measures number 4 and number 5 are the two new standard customer service measures that you're going to see in every single budget that comes before you. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is that measure number 1 be deleted but kept internally, and that measure number 3 be deleted, and basically it's replaced with the two new standard customer service measures because it is a customer service measure.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures. Representative March.
No, so moved.
Oh, I have the motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
All right. Madam Chair, members, the next board is the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. The Legislative Fiscal Adjustment Package 801 reduces the budget by $7,069. Again, this is for PERS and attorney rate reductions. There's also several line item shifts, and those are detailed for you in the table. Moving on to policy packages, there are four policy packages in the governor's recommended budget. The first three, 070, 171, and 172, are all related. They and basically approval of these three packages together basically gets the agency back to where it is now. As I mentioned, when we were working through the fee increase, they increased fees administratively to solve a revenue shortfall problem. Since they were increased administratively, they couldn't use that fee increase to fund current service level. And so it's in a policy package. What 070 does is it identifies for you if the fees weren't ratified and the increases didn't go forward, these are the reductions the agency would have to make to live within their budget, which is basically cutting their two investigator positions. 171 and 172 add back the revenue. 172 adds back the revenue from the administrative fee increase and allows them to restore a position. At the time the agency prepared the request, it looked like that wasn't going to be enough. And so they were also proposing in Senate Bill 53 a death certificate filing fee increase, which would then, that revenue would allow them to restore the second position. In looking at the revenue, it appears that the beginning balance coming into a 507 is going to be enough to add back this position without the death certificate filing fee. So the LFO recommendation is approval of this package, 171, even if Senate Bill 53 doesn't move forward and is approved. Under other circumstances, that would make me a little nervous because clearly if SB 53 doesn't pass and this package is approved, it just pushes the problem off until next biennium. But as you see when we go through this, there are two budget notes for this agency that I think ties it all together and allows us to then have a solution or craft a solution for next time so that we don't have to deal with revenue and staffing issues for this agency for the third biennium in a row. So again, these three packages just get the agency to where they are currently at right now. Leaving package 173, which is the shared client services package, this is the one board where the move to the Department of Administrative Services saves money, about $14,000. In addition, the board will benefit from approximately $13,000 of interest income. The two budget notes. The first budget note is directed at looking at the makeup of the board and how they represent the industry for which they're charged with regulating. And it requires them to then report back to the Legislative Audit Committee no later than January 2006 with those findings. Budget note number two requires the board to work with the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services to survey like agencies in other states to get a feel for what the staffing levels are, what kind of training requirements there are for investigative staff, and to look at how the agency is funded. And then bring that comparative study back to the Legislative Audit Committee, the idea being that the results of that will form the next biennium's budget request. And hopefully then the agency can move forward and we don't have to talk about revenue and staffing next time. With the budget notes and the adjustments to package in 801, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $1,122,440, six positions, six FTEs, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Discussions, questions, and comments on the LFO recommendation. Representative March.
I want to give some kudos to the industry for going back and looking at this. During our last session, I was kind of the ex officio member of the subcommittee that looked at this particular industry, and at that time the thought was to put all of the burden on the death certificate registry, and they've come back and done a fairly good balancing act here, and I think that was what we were looking for at that time.
Well, and I think that the budget notes are going to get at a couple of issues that need to be openly discussed within the agency, and so I'm hopeful that the work that we do and bring to the Interim Audit Committee will set the stage for a good cards face up on the table kind of discussion. Representative Schaffler, you look like you had a question.
No, I don't have a question, but you haven't taken the motion yet, have you?
No.
Okay.
I'll have a comment. As usual.
Okay.
I will so move.
I have a motion to approve the LFO recommendation and the bill amendment to House Bill 5170 for the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. Discussion on the motion. Representative Schockler.
Thank you. I will be not objecting, but once again, and just so everybody in the crowd understands, 72.2% of my constituents that bothered to vote in the last election voted no on Measure 30. My constituents are hypersensitive to any kind of increase of anything at all. And here we're increasing our death certificate registration by $3.
Not
well, that's what it says right here, man.
In Senate Bill, that's
I understand that.
We're in,
but if any kind of support of that, I am very, very leery of. Unfortunately, and I've asked everyone who we're imposing fees on to come and testify, you can't have dead people come and testify. So I'm just not objecting, but I wanted to explain myself to these good people out here why I'm doing what I'm doing. Until this community that we live in wants to step up and take a responsibility for how governments run with their pocketbook, I'm sorry. I really feel justified in my potential objection to this in full and my potential no floor vote on the floor.
And I do very clearly share your sentiments on the death certificate filing fee. There is no increase in fee in this bill, and there is no assumption that there will be revenue generated from the fee increase.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, for clarifying that.
Further discussion. Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. Performance measures.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Performance measures. Measure number 1 through number 6 were the measures submitted by the agency. Measure 7 and 8 are the two new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure number 1 be deleted but kept internally. The same for measure number 4, 5, and 6.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures?
Madam Chair.
Representative.
Is it constitutional for us to delete more than we add as far as performance measures are concerned?
We're blazing a trail here.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've done that.
I would accept a motion to approve LFO's performance measures as recommended.
So moved.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, that brings up the Board of Naturopathic Examiners. The Legislative Fiscal Office Adjustment Package 801 reduces the budget by $2,881 to reflect the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions. We do have several line item shifts, which are detailed for you. There are three policy packages included in the governor's recommended budget. The first one is the shared client services package. The move to the Department of Administrative Services will increase the cost for this agency by $13,175, and the interest earnings are expected to be close to $4,000. The recommendation is that package be approved. Package 182, administrative support increase. This increases the board's current 0.75 FTE office specialist position to full-time. This will allow the executive director to devote more of her time to special projects and allowing her to shift some clerical functions to the more appropriate clerical position. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval at a reduced amount to reflect the PERS reduction. We've only reduced the package by $136, so the package new total is $18,679 and 0.25 FTE. Package 183 increases the rent budget to allow the board to get an additional 140 square feet. The package has been reduced by $2,815. That's merely because there was sufficient surplus in the existing rent budget to allow the increase. So it isn't restricting the amount of square footage that the board can get. So our approved amount is $1,889. There is the standard budget note regarding the consolidation, so I won't go through that one again. With the adjustments that we just discussed, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends another funds budget of $384,032, two positions, two FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
So moved.
I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries. Performance measures.
Madam Chair, members, performance measures. Measures number 1 through 7 were submitted by the agency, and 8 and 9 are the new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure 1 be deleted because it's a customer service measure and it be replaced with the 2 new ones. That measure number 2 be deleted, kept internally. The same for 3, 4, and 6.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures? Motion to approve the performance measures. Discussion of the motion. Objection. Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, our next board is the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. The LFO Adjustment Package 801 reduces the budget by $1,240, again, for the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions. And, again, we have several line item shifts to true the line items up. There are 3 policy packages included in the governor's recommended budget. Number 191 is the shared client services package. It'll increase the cost, or it's expected to increase the cost, by $8,857. Interest earnings are expected to be $3,728, so almost half of the package gets covered by interest earnings. We recommend approval. Package 192, this will allow the board to attend their National Association meetings, the annual meeting. Right now, their budget only allows them to attend one, and given the decline in nursing home administrators and the national organization's focus on recruitment and retention issues, the board felt that this was a good investment of their dollars to get in at the national level and hopefully maybe turn things around here in Oregon. We recommend approval. Package 193 increases the budget for Attorney General services. I think with all the boards starting to see an increase in the use of the Attorney General in order to investigate complaints, and I think it's always good that they have a little bit of flexibility in that budget so that they don't have to come back to the emergency board. Oops, I'm not done.
And the standard budget note again.
Yes, ma'am. The standard budget note. With those adjustments, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $202,807, one position, one FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Discussion, questions, or comments on the LFO recommendation?
So moved.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not going to object to the budget as we have it, or any of the budgets we have it here, but I'm again concerned about the amount of money that we're putting in the budget for AG fees, and I don't know whether the state runs like personal budget or not. But I know in my personal budget, if I have money for some things, I'm likely to spend it. If I don't have money for some things, I'm likely to look hard for other types of solutions. So I'm asking that this body in future years be very careful and judicious about the addition of Attorney General fees to agencies. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'll take it. Other comments or questions? Representative March has moved that we approve the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion on that motion? Is there objection? Without objection, that motion carries.
Madam Chair, members, moving on to performance measures. Measures number 1 through 8 were submitted by the agency. 9 and 10 are the 2 new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure number 1 be deleted and replaced with the 2 standard measures. That measure number 3 be deleted. And the agency actually requested that this measure be deleted, and so we're recommending that that be approved. And measure number 6, we're recommending that it be deleted and kept internally.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures? I'll take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, members, the next board is the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. The YELIFO Adjustment Package 801 reduces the budget by $2,138 for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions and makes several line item shifts as well. There are four packages in the governor's recommended budget. The first one, package 201, is the shared client services package. The shift to the Department of Administrative Services is expected to increase costs by a little over $6,200. The good news is that the interest earnings are estimated to be almost $8,000, which will cover the increased cost. Package 202, as intended to provide the board with expenditure limitation to allow them to attend, or a board representative to attend, educational conferences with other jurisdictions and disciplines. The package is not recommended, but not because we don't think that attending those conferences and educational things isn't a good idea. It just appears that in their budget they have sufficient limitation that they can do that without a limitation increase. Package 203 is increasing for professional services. When we talked about their fee increases, I mentioned that they want to shift from having board members do investigation of complaints to contracting with a professional investigator, and that's what this package will allow them to do. I've included package 205 just so we could reflect the increase in revenue of $38,000. There's no expenditure limitation associated with that package per se. It funds the whole budget. There's our standard budget note. And then with those adjustments that we just discussed, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $270,166, one position, 1.25 FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion? Objection? Without objection, motion.
I just want to reserve my right to vote as I see fit.
Understood. Motion's carried.
Madam Chair, members, performance measures, measure number 1 through 4 are the measures the agency submitted. 5 and 6 is, you guessed it, the new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure number 2 be deleted and kept internally.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to performance measures? I'll take a motion to move the recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, the next board is the State Board of Pharmacy. It's the big dog, if you will. This is another one of those exceptions to the 801 package rule reducing budgets. This one actually increases the budget by $16,761. We have taken out the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, but we've also established a line item. It's called All Other Differentials. It's in personal services, and this is to allow the board to budget for pay line exceptions that they're currently paying. This is a DAS-approved pay line exception. It's to deal with compression issues, which means that as negotiated salary increases for represented employees increase their wages, the manager's wage isn't keeping up, and in some cases you can actually have someone you're supervising making more money than you do, and that this is the solution.
Did you have some kind of snide comment that you wanted on the record here?
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on now.
I just wanted to mention that they have been paying these and been using other savings to pay for these costs, which we don't expect to continue next biennium, which is why we want a line item. The State Board of Pharmacy has 5 policy packages. The first one, package 231, it's titled Permanent Position and Reclass. This package does 3 things. The first thing is it establishes 2 positions that will allow the agency to deal with some high priority issues that have come their way recently. I think in the memo I've listed a couple: foreign drug importation, the diversion of non-prescription drugs for methamphetamine production, and bioterrorism preparedness. They really are just tapped at this point, and so they have no additional resources to dedicate to these issues when they come up, and so we're recommending approval of the 2 positions. The next piece reclassifies 2 positions. They are based on the current duties and responsibilities that positions are currently performing, and the Department of Administrative Services has determined that the reclassifications are warranted. The final piece is will be Representative Jensen's favorite subject, which would be attorney general fees. We are adding, the agency requested $50,000, and when I looked at the history of how they've been spending, our recommendation has increasing that amount by $10,000. This way, they've seen a step across increase in attorney general services. Some part of that is they now have two AAGs working for them, and there's travel costs and additional training costs, and some part of that you'll expect to see go away. And also due to the nature of their business, you can imagine when they're doing their rules and all those sorts of things, that there's a lot of involvement by the AG. So we're recommending the package total be $341,970. This reduces it for the PERS adjustment on the physicians, and it increases the Attorney General request by $10,000. The second package is titled Facility Space, Package 232. Currently, the board lives on the fourth floor of the Portland State Office Building, and they're really cramped. As part of kind of a multi-agency move plan, Board of Pharmacy is now going to move down to the first floor and occupy space that used to have the daycare center, and it's not being used right now. This package provides them $100,945 for one-time cost to accommodate the move. I believe there's some dollars in there to remodel the space. I think when they came in for their public hearing, you talked about the drinking fountains and the facilities being at a low level, and we need to get them back up to kind of adult height. This is one-time money. The recommendation or approval for this package assumes that or requires that then those dollars be backed out, and we're also requesting that the Department of Administrative Services unschedule any of the $100,945 that isn't used for the move, because right now it's an estimate and they don't know exactly what it will cost. They do have revenue to cover it, so revenue or fees aren't an issue. The last piece is to increase the rent budget. Since the agency put the budget together, we've worked with the Department of Administrative Services and refined the rent amount, and that's the other adjustment to this package. We've reduced it by $3,072. Therefore, because I can't remember if I said the total, we're recommending package 232 be approved in the amount of $161,056. That brings us to package 234, which is the shared client services package. It's expected to increase the cost by $16,799. Interest earnings are expected to be almost $54,000, which more than covers the increased cost. Pharmacy is another agency, I think, in addition to mortuary, that really benefits financially from the move from Department of from Human Services, I was looking at Jim, to the Department of Administrative Services. Recommend approval. Package 235 is the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. This package is tied to Senate Bill 180. What Senate Bill 180 would do is authorize the agency to establish a prescription drug monitoring program. We're not recommending approval of the package at this time because it doesn't look like Senate Bill 180 is moving. But if it does become law, then we recommend the agency come back to the emergency board for the limited duration physician authority and expenditure limitation needed to implement the program. Similarly, with Package 237, the International Drug Outlet Licensing Package, it's tied to Senate Bill 192. It also doesn't appear to be moving, therefore we're not recommending the package. Again, if it does move and become law, the agency can come back to the emergency board for expenditure limitation. That's it for policy packages. With all those adjustments, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $3,617,864, 18 positions, 17.5 FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation, Representative March?
Yes, on Package 235 and Senate Bill 180, as we are still dealing with this meth issue, I could see, if we're going to make every medicine with pseudoephedrine available only by prescription, we might want to come back and revisit this. So I'm glad we have the ability of the emergency board to take a look at this, because that could wind up in one of the meth packages, I would think.
I agree with you. Good comment. Representative Jensen.
My staff has already noted my concern with this. Thank you.
Representative Schaffner.
Thank you. I don't know if this is even the proper place, but it has to do with pharmacies. There's folks out there that are pharmacists now that apparently think they can decide which drugs, which are legal under the state law and federal law, they can prescribe or not prescribe based on their religious beliefs. I'm not asking for any answers today, but I want to know what the State Board of Pharmacy is doing about that. Personally, I'll be very clear here, Madam Chair. I find it personally offensive that a pharmacist would deny a woman a contraceptive prescription drugs due to their moral opinion on that specific subject. I'm offended by that. I think it should be illegal. And I just wanted to put that on the record. If anybody out there wants to come to my office and discuss that, I'd be happy to listen to anything you have to say on either side of that issue.
And I appreciate you putting that on the record, but I would caution you that this is a budget committee.
I understand, ma'am. Thank you very much. I just want to get my chance in there.
Further comments? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendation to the State Board of Pharmacy. To approve the LFO recommendation for the budget. I have the motion. Is there discussion?
I just want to ditto, as always, Madam Chair. I want to be very careful on what I commit to here in this committee, so I will not object at this time. But thank you.
Is there objections? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, before moving to performance measures, I'd like to mention that during session, Senate Bill 1004 was introduced, and it was to address the licensing of wholesale drug outlets. During the course of the public hearings on that bill, the agency indicated that they were already working on administrative rules to solve those problems or to strengthen the licensing, particularly security issues from chain of distribution from the manufacturer to the pharmacy. And so the agreement was that the Senate bill wouldn't move forward because the agency acknowledged that they were working on it and that they would come to the emergency board during the interim and report on the progress of those administrative rules. So I needed to get that on the record.
So noted.
Performance measures. Measures number 1 through 8 were submitted by the agency. 9 and 10 are the two new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure number 5 be deleted and kept internally. Number 6, deleted and kept internally. Number 8, deleted and kept internally. And since number 7 is a customer service measure, we're recommending that it be deleted and replaced with the two new ones.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures? I take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
All right. Next up is the Board of Radiologic Technology. That's always hard for me to say for some reason, but it is. Package 801, the LFO adjustments, reduces the budget by $1,964 for the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions. You have a few minor line item shifts for you as well. There are, looks like, four policy packages in the governor's recommended budget. The first one, 261, is the Shared Client Services package. It'll increase the board's cost by a little over $10,000. Interest earnings are expected to be about $4,700. We're recommending approval. Package 263 is titled Safety Led Funding. This will provide the expenditure limitation to allow the agency to purchase software so that they can do LEDS checks on all applicants and renewals. And this is the idea behind this, it will increase public safety. The majority of the cost is a one-time cost, which will come out of the next budget, and the only ongoing cost is $180 annual fee. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval. Package 265 is a customer service enhancement. This allows the board to increase its currently its 0.5 FTE clerical position to a full FTE. By doing this, one, we will reduce the reliance of the agency on temporary services and also the reliance on unpaid overtime by the executive director, which is a good thing. I do have an error in my memo. We're recommending the package be approved at $40,340 to reduce the PERS, and the FTE is 0.50, not 0.55, as I indicated in the memo. So I'm sorry, Linda, if you got your hopes up, because that was a Package 266, legal services increase. This, again, is an increase for Attorney General services. This does align that line item budget with historical spending, and so in response to Representative Jensen's concern, this isn't actually an increase, but aligns it with what they're already spending. As you can see there in the memo, they've averaged about $18,000 a biennium. Their base budget is only $6,800. We're recommending approval. We've got our standard budget note for consolidation. So with all those adjustments and in the budget note, then the budget note, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $469,429, three positions, three FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Discussion or questions on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation with conceptual amendment that in package 265, the FTE count is changed to be 0.50 from 0.55.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair, members, performance measures, measures number 1 through 7, were submitted by the agency, and 8 and 9 are the new customer customer service standard, you know, that thing we've been doing. The only
technical.
I'm sorry.
Talking like a laborer now.
The only recommended change, I must have worn myself out on the previous ones, is to number 5, which is delete it and keep it internally.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures?
Just that they're very close to what was submitted, so I think they're doing a good job.
I would take a motion to approve the LFO recommendation to the performance measures. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair, members, I need to apologize before we move on to the next board. I wanted to get on the record that during the hearing, the board identified some three, they called them modalities, that are currently not really being regulated and were of concern, and they identified these as potentially for new oversight, and the subcommittee was very interested in that. And that were the nuclear medicine certified technologist, the magnetic resonance imaging or MRI, and the ultrasound and laser technologist. And I think hopefully next time when the board comes back, we may see some proposed legislation to shore up some regulation around those. They gave some pretty frightening examples of how ultrasound are currently being used. I think they used references out in malls where people were using this technology to get better pictures of the fetuses, you know, to get facial expressions and those sorts of things, and we have no idea how dangerous that may be. So I wanted to get that on the record. The subcommittee was pretty interested in this topic.
That's my mind.
So we could expect to see some kind of statute come through in the next session that would introduce some regulatory structure in those areas.
Yes, ma'am. All right. The next board is the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. The Legislative Fiscal Adjustment Package Number 801 reduces the budget by $1,040 to reflect PERS and attorney rate reductions. We've also got our standard line item shifts there listed for you. The governor's recommended budget includes four policy packages. The first one, 281, doesn't have expenditure limitation. It's a revenue impact only. I wanted it here. This is related to House Bill 2065 that you passed out earlier. This is the fees that I've listed here are the proposal that the board put forth that administratively that they would increase fees during the biennium, and it helps fund this budget. Without the fee increase, the board could not execute the budget that we've recommended here. Package 282, shared client services, expect to increase the cost for the move to DAS by a little over $6,000. The revenue, the interest generated is expected to be about $3,000, so it covers it by about half. Package 283, administrative support increase, similar to the two other boards that we talked previously. The difference is this particular board, the FTE, the current FTE is only 0.85 in two positions. This will increase the 0.25 clerical position to 0.8 FTE. I personally don't understand. I mean, how they've been able to get by this far without additional staffing, and so we support this increase. We have adjusted the package by we've reduced it by $299. Therefore, what we're recommending is the package be $59,598 and 0.55 FTE. That one is actually right. Package 284, again, is an Attorney General expenditure increase. This mirrors the current biennium request that they had, and you may or may not remember we had a supplemental increase, and the agency talked about it in public hearing where they had a problem this biennium with Attorney General cost increases, and so this simply adjusts the next biennium's budget to include that amount. Is that our handy-dandy budget note, and with those adjustments that we just discussed, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $235,776, two positions and 1.4 FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation.
So moved.
Have the motion. Discussion. Representative Shocker.
Chair, I won't be objecting to this, but due to the expeditious manner with which we're moving through these things, I will express a tardy reservation on how I vote in the full and on the floor on House Bill 2065.
So noted. Any objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, moving on to performance measures. Performance measures 1 through 3 were submitted by the agency, and 4 and 5 are the two new standard customer service measures. And now as I'm looking at this recommendation, there must be an error because it didn't recommend anything be deleted. But nonetheless, I have no changes proposed other than adding the two new ones to the performance measures submitted by the agency.
Well, in the interest of not messing with perfection, do I have a motion to move the LFO recommendation? Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair and members, that brings us to our last board, the Oregon State Veterinary Medical should be Examining Board. The LFO package 801 reduces the budget by $3,693, and I've got my line item adjustments listed for you there. The agency only has one package. It's the shared client services package, which we've talked about in all the budgets. This actually increases the cost to the agency by a little over $12,000. The good news is the interest earnings is expected to be a little over $15,000, so it pays for itself. We've got the budget note that we've talked about. So with that adjustment, that primarily being package 801, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $514,282, three positions, 2.25 FTE, and that House Bill 5170 be amended accordingly.
Discussion or questions? I would take a motion to move the LFO recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Objection to the motion. Without objection, motion carries.
Madam Chair, members, performance measures. Measures number 1 through, looks like 6, of the measures the agency submitted, 7 and 8 then being the two new standard customer service measures. The recommendation is that measure number 1 and measure number 4 be deleted but kept internally. As with the others, they're good management measures, but they don't need to be reported to the legislature except for perhaps on an exception basis. Measure number 2, the agency requested it be deleted. We recommend approval. Measure number 3 is a customer service measure. Therefore, we can delete that because we've got the two new standard measures.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation to the performance measures. To the motion to move the LFO recommendations. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Without objection, motion carries. Now I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5170 as amended and with that one little conceptual amendment to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Chair.
Representative Jensen.
Before you take that motion, if I could, with the Attorney General fees that staff has duly noted, my assumption of objection to the kind of black hole that we have with Attorney General fees. The first thing that strikes me that would be a good performance measure for all of these agencies is the percent reduction during the biennium in attorney general fees spent. The other thing that strikes me that I would like to see would be a random audit of cases, interim random audit by the audit committee, of cases that from these agencies that the attorney general fees are spent on. So that in the event, at least that I'm here, but that others on the budget committees or ways and means committee, as the case may be in future legislatures, you can have some data about what's going on there. It's very difficult for me to sit here today or to come to staff before we get here and say I want to reduce these attorney general fees by X dollars or by some formula. It would be much more helpful if we had some data that we could rely on with this. A performance measure might give the agency some motivation to look at this. The random, purely random audit might give us some information to know what's going on with it. So I'm not objecting to anything we're doing here today. I'm fully supportive of what we're doing, and I'm very supportive of what the staff has done in working these up. And I don't mean in any way for this to sound like it's critical of what staff has done. It just it's taken me sitting through all of these in the subcommittee before I could collect my thoughts enough to be able to articulate them as to where I might want to go with it.
I think your concerns are very valid and have great merit. And what may be an idea here, I know that Dallas has a file of things that he's keeping as potential projects for the interim audit committee. And if it would be possible to put Representative Jensen's concerns in a memo and just get it into that file so that when the audit committee takes a look at the things that it's going to undertake in the interim, I think this would be some good things to have be part of the consideration.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Schaffler.
Just for the record, too, Madam Chair, in no way, shape, or form do my votes or my reservations in any way reflect any criticism of staff or any of these agencies. It's above all that the reason for my reservations and comments today. Every one of these agencies is doing beautiful work. I wish we had more money, too. Plenty of money. Makes me as ornery as I am.
Thank you. Further comments on the motion, Representative Marks.
Yes, and this is kind of maybe a slight modification of Representative Jensen's concern around the Attorney General fees, is that we should take a complete look at what all those are used for, not just cases, because a lot of this has to do with the development of administrative rules, and I think the Attorney General acts like the legislative council does for us, for the agencies, and so how much is going into administrative rules, how much is going into actual cases that require court time and things like that, and then develop some sort of an audit plan based on that. And
but let's add that to the memo for the audit committee. Good comments. And with that, we have a motion. Is there objection to moving this to the full budget committee with due pass recommendation? See, no objection. The motion passes. And I will take this one. So that Representative Marsh does a couple of things here.
No fees in.
With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 5170 and adjourn the meeting.
Thank you very much.